5 Secret Empires Bombshell Revelations by Rebecca Mansour on March 21, 2018. On Tuesday, the new book Secret Empires, How the American Political Class Hides Corruption and Enriches Family and Friends by Government Accountability Institute President and Breitbart Senior Editor-at-Large Peter Schweitzer debuted at number 3 on the Amazon bestseller list. A 4-time New York Times bestselling investigative journalist, Schweitzer has garnered a reputation for unearthing never-before-revealed facts about how political elites enrich themselves. His last book, Clinton Cash, sparked an FBI investigation into the Clinton Foundation. Now, in Secret Empires, he exposes how top Republicans and Democrats have engineered what he calls the new corruption, a system Washington elites use to grease highly lucrative deals by routing them through their children and family members. The deeply researched book, it contains 859 endnotes, includes revelations involving George Soros, Barack Obama, Tom Steyer, Penny Pritzker, Jared Kushner, John Kerry, and myriad others. 4 of the book's central characters are Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Mitch McConnell, and Elaine Zhou. In particular, Schweitzer traces the intersection between these 4 individuals and deals involving China. Here, then, are 5 China-related revelations Schweitzer exposes in his new book. 1. Biden's son's firm scored a $1.5 billion deal with the Bank of China 10 days after Joe Biden and his son flew to China aboard Air Force 2. As an exclusive New York Post excerpt reveals, Secret Empires uncovers the previously unreported Biden-China deal. Schweitzer reports that in 2013, Joe Biden's son Hunter Biden's firm signed a billion-dollar deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China 10 days after Joe and Hunter Biden flew to China aboard Air Force 2. The newly formed investment fund was named Bohai Harvest RST, BHR. In a Sirius XM Breitbart News Tonight radio interview, Schweitzer explained how the Biden-China deal unfolded. In December of 2013, Vice President Joe Biden flies to Asia for a trip, and the centerpiece for that trip is a visit to Beijing, China, said Schweitzer. To put this into context, in 2013, the Chinese have just exerted air rights over the South Pacific, the South China Sea. They basically have said, if you want to fly in this area, you have to get Chinese approval. We are claiming sovereignty over this territory. Highly controversial in Japan, in the Philippines, and in other countries. Joe Biden is supposed to be going there to confront the Chinese. Well, he gets widely criticized on that trip for going soft on China. So basically, no challenging them, and Japan and other countries are quite upset about this. 2. The China-backed investment fund invested in dual-use military technology. As Schweitzer explains, so, Hunter Biden's firm, get this $1.5 billion to invest. And what they are supposed to do is basically invest in companies that benefit the Chinese government, stated Schweitzer. So just think about this for a second. This is the Vice President of the United States whose father is supposed to be commanding American presence and power in the Pacific to deal with the rising challenge from China. And his son is investing $1.5 billion of Chinese government money. So what do? They invest in an American high-precision tools company called Heneges, which used to be owned by Rocket Company, but they produce anti-vibration technologies which have a dual-use application. So this transaction actually requires the approval of the federal government, as it has national security implications. So again, the vice president's son is helping the Chinese government take over a dual-use military technology-related company called Heneges. 3. The Obama Justice Department charged one of the companies with stealing U.S. nuclear secrets. But it gets even worse because another investment that they make is in something called CGN, China General Nuclear, which is an atomic power company, says Schweitzer. They invest in this company in 2014. A year later, what happens? The FBI arrests and charges senior officials in this company with stealing nuclear secrets in the United States. Specifically, they're trying to get access to something called the AP-1000 nuclear reactor that is very similar to the ones that we put on U.S. submarines. So again, you have the son of the vice president, a close aide to the Secretary of State, who are investing in a company that is trying to steal nuclear secrets in the United States. It's a stunning story, and here's the thing, none of this is required to be disclosed because they've figured out a way to get around these disclosure laws. 4. Mitch McConnell and his wife Elaine Zhao received a $5 million to $25 million gift from a family member who sat on the board of a top Chinese government military contractor. According to Secret Empires, in 1993, just months after Mitch McConnell married Elaine Zhao, the current Secretary of Transportation, the senator and his father-in-law, James Zhao, flew to China. Zhao is the owner of Foremost Group, a shipping company that has done substantial business with the state-owned China State Shipbuilding Corporation, CSSC. The two men went to Beijing at CSSC's invitation and had a meeting with a classmate of Zhao's, Chinese President Jiang Zemin. Schweitzer says McConnell was only the second Republican senator to visit China since the Tiananmen Square massacre. Starting in 2007, just as the U.S. Senate was taking up sensitive legislation concerning China, Schweitzer writes that the Chinese government's CSSC Holdings Limited, the financial arm of the Chinese government's military contractor CSSC, appointed Mitch McConnell's father-in-law to its board. CSSC Holdings also added Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law Angela Zhao to the board as well. The fact that both the father-in-law and sister-in-law of Senator McConnell sat on the board of CSSC Holdings is highly unusual, to say the least, writes Schweitzer. One could say it is unprecedented in American political history. In general, CSSC is a sensitive, critical asset of the Chinese government and operates under a veil of privacy and secrecy. Then in 2008, following the death of his wife, James Zhao gave a gift to Mitch McConnell and Elaine Zhao of between $5 million to $25 million, according to Senator McConnell's Senate financial disclosure forms. Last week, the New York Post reported on the Secret Empire's McConnell revelation and showed its impact on the McConnell family's net worth. In 2004, current Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and his wife, current U.S. Transportation Secretary Elaine Zhao, had an average net worth of $3.1 million. 10 years later, that number had increased to somewhere between $9.2 million and $36.5 million. 5. Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law sits on the board of the Chinese government's Bank of China. Last week, The Wall Street Journal highlighted the book's revelation that the communist Chinese government's Bank of China appointed Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law, Angela Zhao, to its small board of directors. Mr. Schweitzer also points to the appointment of Ms. Zhao's sister, Angela Zhao, to the board of state-owned Bank of China, 10 days after the 2016 election, reported the journal. Indeed, the Bank of China's website lists Angela Zhao in its online listing of board members and includes a photo and professional bio. Book publisher Harper released Secret Empires nationwide on Tuesday, March 20.